And Karen, you did a wonderful job. Was it yesterday? Yes, yesterday, going over our points. And I didn't do you any service when you were talking about struggling with journaling, and there was a slide here. I didn't even realize it, that the main thing about the journaling is what we're feeling. You know, if we get some symptoms that might strike, write down what we're feeling, make it concise, quick and consistent, especially when there's issues, because then we can always go back and try to figure out what it was that triggered that. Now, some of us have had instances we've eaten out, we've been in a restaurant or something, and managed to they've managed to sneak in some MSG on us or something, and lo and behold, we take off and we have these terrible symptoms or you know, bad results from it. I know Ruth has a very strong sensitivity to the MSG, and I didn't think I did, except that I did find after we had had soup and salad at one of the chains, the Olive Garden, that I had terrible cramps in my legs when I went for my walk. I mean, I hurt so bad that every half block, it seemed, I was stopping and trying to stretch out those calf muscles. So there was definitely something in that food, and I am suspicious that that is, you know, probably was MSG, because Monty brought up that a lot of the big chains, even though they don't add those things, they're put in maybe the bases that are sent to the stores in the first place, like the base for the soup or whatever. So anyway, that's why we journal things. And I'm pretty brief about it. But if you end up with a symptom, then boy, does it ever help. And then you can avoid that the next time. And then also, she's talking about going high-tech, find online programs and applications to help you track your health. I haven't gone that far yet. I have. I do track my walks. That's why I'm able to tell everybody how far we have walked, and that's kind of fun. I use it, too, because where we live, I could very easily get lost. I don't walk the same walk every day, and there have been times I've been very grateful that the little GPS on there shows me how to get back home. And then Donna had talked to us about having a health journal, and I've put that together, and I think that is it's really great. It certainly has helped me. She uses it so that when she goes to the doctor, that she can, you know, track, you know, her, how things have been going for her. And I know it's been very helpful. Just this last visit, just I felt kind of smart pulling out my little sheet and being able to compare my own cholesterol. And the doctor, I think, was impressed as well. So that's kind of fun. I just put it in a three-ring binder. I am by no means organized. I just picked up some of these cheap binders. Excuse me. So these are some of the things that we would look for when we are getting a toxic reaction. Joints and backaches and fatigue. Have you ever eaten something and a little while later you fall asleep? You think you're just going to sit down, you fall asleep. I think of all the Thanksgiving dinners over the years, and my mother always had the biggest turkeys. Of course, I came from a large family, and it seemed like everybody was always sleeping after dinner. I don't even think back in those days they injected too much stuff in them, but I have heard that there is something just naturally in a turkey that is, you know, calm, and that is calming, and maybe that's why, plus the fact that we overate. Digestion problems. Karen, you did a great job yesterday covering that for us and having us take that little test. I have some of those, and I think that we do as we age. I think it's we don't have as many enzymes in our tummy. That's one reason that it's good for us to take our jade greenzymes, number one, but also the omega-3s with the DHA, and then our digestion, which is a wonderful, wonderful product that Nikan has has 20 different enzymes for the 4 different food groups. And so that is a wonderful product. So these are just some of the things that we would be looking at. Okay, above waist oversize. I was reading something this morning, and I may have even mentioned it to you guys before because I know it's been highlighted. I was glancing over it again, and I noticed that I had it highlighted. But a good rule of thumb is we are supposed to take how tall we are in inches. So I am 64 inches tall. I'm 5'4", and my waist should be half that in inches or less. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not there yet. So my waist should be 32 inches and or less. And I'm not there. But that is where it should be. We talked about how that bad fat around our stomach is the thing that can really, really cause us the problems. Because if we've got that fat around our stomach, it is, it's attaching to all the organs. So we really, really want to focus on that. Is trying to get that waist a little bit smaller. Ruth put this together because she knows that chronic disease epidemics is related to inflammation. I've been watching, paying more attention to alkaline foods and trying to reduce inflammation in my own body for about the last 3.5 years. So I was pretty she was willing to when she put this program together because it really, I really think that if we can teach this to other people, that we're going to certainly help them to have a healthier life. Heart disease, cancer, stroke, and all of these other diseases, things that end in itis, meningitis, how about lupus, all these autoimmune diseases, these all are related to inflammation. And when we talked about the MSG, it's hidden. This made us really mad when we realized that people, they don't even need to put MSG on the labels anymore. There could be something on there like natural flavoring, spices, all these different things for those of you that are not on the WebEx and can't see this. I can name just a few: natural flavorings, soy protein, soy sauce, barley malt, spices. Some of these things sound like they, enzymes. Sounds like some of these things could be healthy. However, it is, they are not. They can be MSG. This calcium caseinate is very, very dangerous. If you've read the China study, that that is something we definitely want to stay away from. And then these are natural foods with high glutamate. Roquefort cheese. I don't take that dressing anymore. So many snack chips and so forth. A lot of work has gone into putting these slides together, and we really appreciate Ruth for doing that for us. Okay, we want to share this. We want to spread the word around the world. Nikan is partnered with the Healthy Child, Healthy World organization, and they have the same philosophy that we do, that we want to change the world one home at a time. We want to make it a healthier world than theirs. It started out with a child that died. We've talked before. For Monty, you could maybe correct me on this, but it seems that we read somewhere that babies that are being born already have like 200 toxins in their little bodies when they're brand new born. Some babies, because they get the toxins from the mom while the mom's carrying them. Isn't that true?
Yes, it is very true.
Mary Lou.
morning on Fox News, they were explaining how there is an increase of ADHD and other reduction in children's ability to develop, and they say that they get this from the womb because the mother has been exposed to very simple pesticides and toxins, and they're saying how that science now knows that a pregnant woman has to be extremely careful because all of this is transmitted straight to the baby and reduces that baby's ability for the brain to develop normally.
My word. Well, they're finally, people are finally listening to us, aren't they?
Yeah, they must have.
I mean, enough people talking about this, we can change this world. That's absolutely wonderful that they are covering that. You said that was on Fox News?
Yeah, it was yesterday morning.
I'll be darned. Well, you know, you guys, that brings me back to my grandson, who will be 21 this year, when he was, I think, about 11. Karen, you remember this very well.
I do.
His teacher had told our son and daughter-in-law they wanted him tested for this ADHD. And our son and daughter-in-law took him in, everything, and doctor said he had ADHD traits. And our son and daughter-in-law were quite concerned about it, and the doctor was going to put him on a medication. And in reading and doing some research and everything, a lot of these kids that are put on these drugs when they're young turn around later in life. There's so many suicides that are, you know, being linked. Well, anyway, our son and daughter-in-law did not want him on the drugs, and when they got in the car, grandson started to cry, and they asked him what was wrong, and he said, well, I don't want to take those pills because everybody says those kids at school that take those pills are stupid. And he was very upset because I guess some of the teachers will give kids the medication. So the kids were aware of it. Well, our son asked if I thought I could help, and I literally picked up my bags and moved in with them for 2 weeks, and I helped tweak our grandson's food. I used, I gave him a magnetic massage rollout each night before he went to sleep, and that is one thing. Kids that have those kind of traits, they can't. It's hard to, you know, be touched. And at first, he was just the first night he could hardly stand it. So I used our power mag to calm down his back, talk to him, and then I gave him the rollout. And boy, the next night he was waiting for the rollout. You know, I give him a rollout every night. Put our energy products on him in the daytime. And our son and daughter-in-law, at the end of the week, they went to a parent-teacher conference, and I didn't know what was going to be said, but when they came home, our son walked in the door, walked over, gave me a big hug, and said the teacher said she has never seen such a dramatic change in a child in a week. In a week. So we can make a difference. I will never forget that. I taught him how to, you know, balance his food, and, you know, now he works with Washington State Ferry System. He's an engineer and runs those ferry boats, you guys, so he's come a long way.
Oh, that's fantastic, Mary Lou.
Yeah. Yeah, that was before we knew about the inflammation, but we just knew that we had these wonderful NECAM products, and I'll tell you what, this is going to be a great lead-in. Because the one thing I knew he was not getting was he was not getting fats. And I knew his brain needed good fats. And the reason I knew he wasn't is his dad had been diagnosed with high blood pressure. And his dad was reading every label and did everything the doctor said and got his blood pressure under control. But he turned that little guy in worrying about his dad. Our grandson was reading all the labels on everything that was brought into the house, too. And if it said fat on it, it was yuck. So this is what I did. Every lunch and dinner, there was olives on the table. He was carrying almonds to school with him. I was putting little avocados in their salads. So he was eating a lot of fruits and natural foods. So it ended up being just a wonderful outcome. And now we know so much more because, you know, here it is 10 years later, and all of us here on the call have been researching and reading, and so if you are a visitor listening in, I encourage you to get on these calls in the morning, because there is a ton of information on this call. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's probably about 100 years worth of knowledge between all of us on here that have been, you know, researching over the years. So with that, I kind of would have liked to have talked a little bit about those fats. Ruth had made my little slides here for me, if I can find it. Oh, I don't know how to do that. I guess. Margaret, were you going to talk about fats today, or were you going to talk about the blood pressure?
I can talk about fats.
Whichever one you would prefer. Because I know blood pressure is a concern with everybody, too, but you go right ahead. And I will get these.
Okay, blood pressure, easier to talk about.
Okay.
Okay. So if that's all right. The reason I thought I chose this subject because, well, I was really looking for something on fats, but I chose it because I thought, why? I've asked myself this question many times. When you go to the doctor, he says you have high blood pressure, but he doesn't ever check, the ones that I have dealt with, never check to see what is causing it. They just give you a reach in the pocket, get a pad and write a prescription. They don't check to find out what is causing it. I've never understood why, but anyway, so I thought I'd talk about preventing high blood pressure for just a few minutes. The epidemics associated with life in America are the result of the Western diet and lifestyle that we have. Sometimes it's called hypertension or high blood pressure. It affects 30% of the American population and is a preventative condition, is what I read here. The Western lifestyle, diet, low physical activity levels, and stress contributes to a wide variety of chronic diseases and conditions in America. In fact, as traditional societies began to adopt Western foods and lifestyles, their incidences of chronic conditions such as cancer, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, and osteoporosis rose dramatically. An example was given of a place in Canada in September of 2009. This doctor told the Canadian Cardiovascular Congress that the recent reach of Western foods had severely impacted the health of the natives there. The traditional diet had consisted of fish, seafood, wildfowl, and other marine mammal meat before 1992. The consumption of such a diet included physical labor, activity, and other social activities, and a diet rich in unprocessed foods, sea salt, and other nutrients. By 2004, just 12 years later, store-bought foods had mostly replaced the native diet. 95% of the sodium now comes from processed foods in the form of highly processed, iodized salt. The majority of carbohydrates they ingest comes in the form of sugar and drinks, intake of dietary fiber and essential vitamins and minerals has plummeted, while hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity has soared. So, and most Americans don't realize that we have high blood pressure until we go to the doctor and something happens. It's kind of a silent thing there. And some of the results of high blood pressure include aneurysm, heart failure, blocked or ruptured blood vessels, vision loss, and one that impressed me was the high cholesterol and insulin, and it said, and increased waist size. I hadn't thought about that one. So anyway, it says if we eat any packaged foods, more likely to develop hypertension. Americans consume 30% more sugar than they did just 20 years ago, more times as they did 100 years ago. So, the obesity rates then were less than 5%, while today it's 64.5% of American adults are overweight. So, says that one is sugar, and then, of course, we've talked about the salt, the products, how they're loaded with sodium. And the lifestyle aids, regular exercise and diet play a great, large role in the development of hypertension or not having it. You can raise your blood pressure by alarming levels just by thinking or stressing about events. Imagine events have as much psychological effect as real ones. And then, in conclusion, it says the real best preventative measure is a healthy lifestyle. It's common sense, really. So I thought that had a few points that we all knew, but I thought as a refresher, it was kind of interesting to bring that point before the group. And that concludes everything I was going to say on high blood pressure.
Margaret, thank you so much. I know Margaret has struggled with blood pressure for a long time. That's why this is so good, is that because as we are all researching, as we're researching, we find this great information that we can give to each other. And I loved what she just said about, what was that, Margaret, about one of the biggest contributing factors is thinking about it. Kathleen Anderson, are you on the phone? She called me yesterday and gave me a good talking to about my blood pressure, because my blood pressure has been going up. I've never had a blood pressure problem in my life, but just thinking about it has definitely increased my blood pressure. And Kathleen Anderson is an RN. I really appreciated her taking the time to call me and tell me to stop taking it then.
I thought mine was caused by stress because I had a very stressful job, but nobody ever agreed with me. And this article specifically said that stress is one of the most detrimental components, and you can raise your blood pressure to alarming event levels just by thinking or stressing about it. Imagine events with much psychological effect as real ones.
You know, that's interesting that you guys are saying that, because Clyde says, and he takes his blood pressure every day. He says, I can change my blood pressure dramatically just by relaxing and thinking and breathing deep. He says, I can change that thing all the time. And I wanted to tell you something else that I just learned. Now, I'm sure all of you have heard about real salt, and I'd heard about it two or three years ago. And we have real salt. But I've never been one of these big advocates of taking salt. But do you know that since Kathleen Anderson got me realizing that I've got to be consistent about it, every day I take between a fourth to a half a teaspoon of salt. And do you know that that really does make a big difference in how your body feels? So, science has told us to stay away from salt. Well, what the salt is this stuff that's been processed and has all the chemicals that it went through to get it processed. That's what's bad for us. It's not the salt itself. The salt itself is a mineral that our body needs.
How do you take that, Karen? Do you just put it in your mouth, or do you put it on a food, or how do you,
I just don't care about something that's uncomfortable. Clyde just flips out when he watches me make my smoothies because I dump everything in. He says, I wouldn't like that. And I says, I'm not doing it because I like it. I'm doing it because it's good for me. And so the salt, I just take the measuring spoon and I scoop it in there and level it off. And I just put it straight in my mouth and I have a glass of Pine Mag water and down it goes.
I set mine way at the back of my tongue and just leave it there for a little bit. And then I'm just like Karen, I down the hatch with my Pie Mag water.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't gotten the book yet that the Offerleys have, they've kind of put something together, but I know they're getting absolutely fantastic results with the diabetics they live in New Mexico, and there's a lot of the Native Americans there, and it's just rampant, the diabetes with that particular group of people, and they have literally changed tons of lives. I mean, I can't say, I don't know if it's hundreds yet or what, but they have been working with the Native Americans with their diabetes, and that is the one thing, the water our Pymag water and the Redmond Real Salt. So, and that we've got that. It's that you can get it online or it comes out of Utah. So it's like Karen. I stayed away from salt for a long time because but it's this refined salt that is so bad for us. Yes, Margaret, you were going to say something?
I said I ordered mine from somewhere. I'm not sure. The Real Salt.
Okay.
Because I don't know
Have you gotten it yet, Margaret?
Yes.
It'll be it'll be real interesting to see if things change for you by doing what Karen's talking about, a quarter of a teaspoon a day.
Yeah, that's right.
Put it on the back of your tongue where there's not many taste buds and then just drink your water and down it goes. See if you can't do that. I'll be curious to see how that works for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, that was great information there.
You happened to mention, I know I have Real Salt. I don't know if it's Redmond or not. Are there different brands?
Is it colored? Is it kind of a pinky color?
Yeah, it's got all kinds of little blacky things in it.
It looks dirty.
Yeah, it looks like it looks dirty, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it probably is. I think it's our brand. The brand.
Salt and Celtic salt.
Pardon me?
Three different varieties.
I'm sorry, Kathleen, I didn't hear that.
Oh, I've had three different varieties of the natural salt. One is Celtic salt and one is red, red salt, and then Real Salt.
Okay.
I get them at the food store.
I haven't looked anywhere. At the health food store?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Thank you for sharing that, because I wasn't familiar with any other than this one that I have.
Uh-huh.
Well, I wonder if I should tell everybody about what you mentioned last week, Kathleen, and that I tried.
Oh, yes, do it.
You think they'd be interested in that?
Yes.
Remember last week I talked about the fats, or a couple of weeks ago, the good fats and bad fats, and Kathleen mentioned to me about this coconut oil book by this doctor, Bruce Fife, and swishing with that coconut oil each morning. Some people do it 2-3 times a day. Well, I got to tell you, I had my coconut oil here that I buy at Trader Joe's, my organic coconut oil, and I thought, what the heck, I'm going to give that a try. And so I started swishing with it. Well, the very first day, the next morning, oh, my ears itched so bad. The thing between your ears and your throat, they itched so bad. The back of my throat was sore, and I thought, oh, good Lord, what have I started? Because this is pulling toxins. And I thought, what have I started? We're going to have company. We're going to go out of town. So anyway, I went, I think Kathleen sent me something, and I wrote to this doctor. Oh, I called her up and told her what kind of result had happened, and she found this doctor's email address in the back of a book. And so I wrote to him. Lo and behold, he wrote back to me in less than 30 minutes. And he said, you know, if I was getting a result like that, that I may want to wait and put this off until I return from my trip, because I definitely had some kind of detoxing going on. But I had asked him about some other health things that I was dealing with, and he encouraged me to get another book, and that he had written. He's written 20 books, Dr. Bruce Fife, and I was impressed that he wrote right back to me. And then he sent me a link of a radio station interview that he was on. And I was so impressed that I just decided, the heck with it. You know, I've gone places before. It's not like I'm going to be sick. It's just that I'm getting rid of all this yuck in my body. So I continued on with the swishing, and I've done it every day for what must be a week, because I think it'll be a week tomorrow. And That sore throat lasted a couple of days. The itching in the ears was only that first, you know, that first day. And I think I have noticed a big difference. My sinuses are not, my nose isn't as dry. I sleep at night. My mouth isn't quite as dry as it was. And so maybe it's all in my head, but I think this is doing good. And I've been reading a lot of good things about coconut oil. So I'm going to go find both of his books. I'm going to read them both, and I'll keep you posted on that.
That's the point. It was in your head.
Yeah, it was. It was in my head. Oh, one thing that was really interesting that he talked about on the radio interview, maybe I'll send you guys the link.
Please do.
Okay, the one thing that he said on the radio was that, and I had heard this before, that when you have root canals done, that the infection never goes away in the root canal. And I had heard this many times before. I have a friend that had open heart surgery at a young age, and when he decided that he was going to really take charge of his health and change his life, and he started looking into preventative things and stuff. Anyway, he found out about, he went to a naturopathic dentist, and they said that those root canals were bad and he needed to get them out. It probably caused the heart disease. There again, inflammation always in the body. So he had all of his those teeth pulled, extracted, to get those root canals to heal. Well, this Dr. Fife said that they had taken, there were a couple of different times where the teeth had been taken out of people that had had root canals, and the tooth was perfectly fine. On x-rays, everything, the tooth was fine. They took the tooth. One lady had really, really bad arthritis. She could hardly move around. They took the tooth and put it under the skin of a rabbit, and within, I can't remember, it was a day or two, the rabbit got that lady's symptoms, could hardly move around, the arthritic systems. So
Mary,
I thought that was pretty.
Mary Lou, can I share something with you?
Uh-huh.
I have a daughter that has grand mal seizures, and in the first session of having them, she literally did die, and she was in very critical condition for a number of days. She can tie that in directly. She had a root canal done, and she went to her doctor, and she says, "You haven't gotten it all. It still hurts." He says, "I have too." So, but anyway, she convinced him. He went back, worked on him some more. She knew that he had not gotten it all, and this was a tooth that was on the upper jaw. And it was up, it was one of those teeth where the roots go quite high up into the jaw. And do you know that she finally, after having the grand mal seizure, she went back to this doctor and she says, "I want you to pull that tooth," which he did. But the damage had already been done to her brain. She still has grand mal seizures. Every time she has one, they tell her that she has a 50-50 chance of living because it involves both lobes of her brain. My husband and I, because of that and other experiences we've had, we refuse any root canal. We tell them, if they think it's that bad, that we tell them, pull the tooth.
Wow. Wow. Okay, well, thank you for sharing that, Karen. Boy, that just validates what I learned last week from Dr. Bruce Fife. So, anyway, you guys, we're past our time again. Does anybody have any last-minute things they would like to share?
No, but would you please send us the link to, was it Dr. Fife's radio station interview? Or?
Well, actually, it was a link in an email that I got from him, and you just go in there and you click on the radio thing. So I'll explain that and send it, yeah. Thank you. Okay, Kathleen. Well, thank you for telling me about it, because I'm going to pick up both of his books. We're going on vacation, and that's where I'll have my nose is in that book.
Good. good.
Okay, so our future does depend on our choices, and we can take that low road of epidemics, or we can choose to take the wellness road. And I know every one of you on this call today has chosen the wellness road. So appreciate you all being here. Tomorrow is, I don't know who's doing tomorrow, if Ruth will be back or not.
Well, I'm doing tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Karen is doing tomorrow, and Monty will be here Friday. So appreciate you guys, and I will be back on Monday or Tuesday.
Miss you.
Why, thank you. I'll miss all of you, too.
And a good time.
Yeah, thank you. We'll talk to you all later. Have a great week.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.